This is VOA News. Myanmar protesters continue to demand the release of ousted civilian Aung San Suu Kyi, the former leader, and for the military's rule to end in the Southeast Asian nation. Crowds of protesters noticeably smaller Monday after the junta deployed armored vehicles and more soldiers on the streets. Suu Kyi was detained on February 1st in a coup against her elected government. She was expected to face a court on Monday in connection with her charges of illegally importing 6 walkie-talkie radios. Her lawyer says a judge said her remand will last until Wednesday. The coup and arrest of the Nobel Peace Prize winner Suu Kyi and others have sparked the biggest protests in Myanmar in more than a decade. The main opposition party in Kosovo has marked a landslide victory in an early parliamentary election held Sunday. With almost all the votes counted, the self-determination movement won 48% of the vote. The Democratic Party of Kosovo and the Democratic League of Kosovo were a distant second and third, with roughly 18% and 14% respectively. Speaking to supporters and the media Sunday night, former Prime Minister Albin Kurti hailed the vote as a great victory for his party. Zimbabwe received its first doses of the COVID-19 vaccine on Monday. The Sinopharm vaccines are a donation from China. But state media says Zimbabwe's government has also purchased an additional 600,000 doses that are expected to arrive in the African nation next month, though that number is still far short of what it will need to inoculate its millions of residents. More on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. After former U.S. President Donald Trump's acquittal at his second Senate impeachment trial, bipartisan support appears to be growing for an independent commission into the deadly insurrection that took place at the U.S. Capitol, similar to the one that happened after the September 11th attacks on the U.S. Investigations into the riot were already planned, with Senate hearings scheduled later this month in the Senate Rules Committee. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has asked retired Army Lieutenant General Russell Honoré to lead an immediate review of the Capitol security process. Lawmakers from both parties signaled on Sunday news shows that even more inquiries are likely. A United Nations report published Monday points to a sharp increase in targeted killings of human rights defenders and journalists in Afghanistan. This since peace talks started between the Taliban and the Afghan government last September. At least 11 rights activists and journalists have been killed in the period starting September 12th. Previously, journalists or activists mostly became the victims of general attacks on the population. Many journalists and activists report censoring themselves and toning down their words or activism. Some have also quit their jobs, left home, or left the country. The U.S. National Weather Service says the forecast through early Tuesday calls for snowstorms in many states across the country. Power is cut off across the U.S. state of Texas as rare snow and ice blanket parts of the state and the southern plains. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Rotating power outages were initiated, forcing thousands to go without electricity for short periods as temperatures fell into the teens near Dallas and 20s around Houston. Officials had warned people to prepare for outages and hazardous roads. Nearly 120 crashes, including a 10-car pileup, were reported yesterday, according to Houston's fire chief. The National Weather Service says it's rare for Texas to get this kind of weather, and President Biden declared a state of emergency there. Significant ice and up to 12 inches of snow are forecast across parts of the southern plains. I'm Julie Walker.
Meanwhile, in the Pacific Northwest region of the country, tens of thousands of people were without power after a winter storm blanketed the region with ice and snow and made travel treacherous. Don't forget, we have more international headlines for you on voanews.com, and you can always download the VOA News app. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.